It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope on this Thursday morning. This morning we get to talk with Leif Peterson with the Odin Fire Department, the Relief Association. The second annual Gun Bingo is coming up. Leif, we appreciate you coming in.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So last year was the first year you guys came up with this idea.
Yeah, it was, and it went pretty phenomenally for us as far as it was a little bit, we did some learning. I will admit that we learned how to actually fit a group that size in our fire hall and how the logistics work of bathrooms and getting people moving in and out and setting up our food lines and our little bar area and all that to try to make, I swear it'll be better this year. We'll have a little better idea of how to flow people around, including not sticking me, for those that were there, not sticking me way over in a corner where everyone has to come to me to verify their bingos. That actually probably ate up an awful lot of time last year.
Okay.
So,
yep.
Nope. We definitely did some learning last year. But it went phenomenally. It went, we had a bunch of support from the community and from the people that came, and it obviously went well enough. We're willing to do it again with a larger prize amount this year.
So. Yes. So let's get into this. It's coming up March 14th. So that's right around the corner. I mean, yep. That's a month from now, less than a month.
Yep, right around 3 weeks.
So. Okay, and where does it all happen?
Right there in downtown Odin, one of our four streets and three avenues.
miss it.
Nope, that's officially named the Robert Harder Community Building now, as of 2 years ago. So it's the Odin Hall right there. We got it's actually attached to our fire hall even. So it's you could actually see the apparatus you're gonna be sponsoring. So,
and that is that's the purpose of this is a fundraiser.
Absolutely. Yep.
And what are we buying with the money we raise?
It goes into our account that gets actually donated back to the fire department for equipment. This last year, it's a good example, a good thing to start with probably. We actually had a new member come on. We're kind of in the middle of a cycle of having to buy actual bunker gear, firefighting gear, the actual pants and jacket that you wear. And the Relief Association actually donated right around $4,500 to the fire department to go in and purchase her gear so she could actually be a part of our fire department. So
that's a little different. You're not getting those pants off the shelf anywhere.
No, I wish.
Yeah.
Most expensive suit I own.
Yeah, there you go. Excuse me. So let's talk about the night. Now, first, how does Gun Bingo work like you would expect it to?
A little bit. We get you in, get you fed, and get you hopefully maybe a libation or two in there. We'll set you down, and we start in with our first round of bingo, actually. I'll be calling numbers myself. You get to hear the dulcet tones of me, hopefully not sniffling too much. But you'll be call numbers. They're all electronically generated, so it's a very fair system. No rolling baskets here. No
modern technology taking over.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very, very much bingo as you would expect it. You call your bingo, we verify it, and once you do, you win that game's prize, which we do set out ahead of time. We're not doing choice of any kind. We actually set out prizes for each game. And when you call your bingo, you get verified, and you actually get to go back to our fire hall or our meeting area, our fire hall. And you'll be able to get your transfers done that night, actually. So no additional paperwork, unless there's something that goes awry, but no additional paperwork, no nothing. Circle K Firearms will be on site to actually do your transfers right there, so you can actually go home with it. So,
and there, how many different games are you going to have then?
I have 10 rounds of bingo. Technically, you get three games each. On each card has three games, three possible bingos on it. And then in between, we'll actually have what we call quick raffles, or we'll actually have additional prizes that we'll walk around with, show off, and you'll be able to buy tickets at that point for those. And those happen within roughly 5 to 7 minutes. We'll actually go and sell the tickets, call the numbers, you get that prize that night too. So.
Wow, okay. And as you mentioned, it's even bigger, more money this year than last year.
Yeah, we bumped our prize amount this year to $20,000, and we actually have a little more varied prizes. One of our big ones is actually we purchased a Amish-made deer blind, tower deer blind,
okay,
that we actually have on display in Odin if you have a reason to go through. That will not be on bingo. That will actually be an additional raffle that we'll have going for through the first 8 rounds of bingo. Not quite the entire night, but most of it.
So. Okay. Now, obviously, the focus is guns, but you mentioned there's lots of other prizes. This really is a fun night for everybody to come participate.
Absolutely. It got to be a little bit of a raucous crowd last year. The only real complaint we got from anybody is it took just a little bit too long. And this goes back to that learning.
Sure, a little bit of a curve. Yeah.
Yep. And that comes on me playing MC, which, you know, it's a little bit scary. Being on this radio is a little bit scary. But to be able to keep things moving, that was our only real complaint. It took till, I think we were getting out of there about 10:30 last night, or
okay,
last year. It took a little bit of time. So, but once again, logistics, more bathrooms, better setup. That should hopefully move everything along a little bit faster.
Now, do we want to talk? The doors open at 4 o'clock. Bingo starts at 6. Serving up refreshments. You can get refreshments. You get something to eat there, too.
Yep. We'll have actually our local Odin Cafe will be catering, basically. It is an additional charge in the door. They'll be able to get pulled pork, mac and cheese, coleslaw, and I think it's chips and or beans in there. Just kind of a meal deal. Additional sandwiches are available. And then, yes, we do have a, I don't know if I call it a full bar, but what the Knights Lounge can do for a mobile unit in
okay,
there. So you'll have probably general mixed drinks, beer, that kind of thing there. So.
And soda if you prefer.
Oh, yes. Yep, we'll have non, you know, soft drinks as well.
Sure. It is going to be a fun night. So how much do the bingo cards, how much does it cost to play along?
Each seat is $100. It's same price as last year. It seems to be, for what you're getting, we thought it was a really nice value-added thing. You know, we try to make our prizes 100% worth the price of admission. So.
Well, $20,000 worth of guns, that's serious business.
Yep, our average price on prizes is somewhere around that $1,500 range. So whatever you're getting, it'll be a real nice prize.
Did you get a count on how many people were there last year?
Last year, we actually went just a little bit over capacity. Oh, that's on the radio.
We didn't say that.
We actually, I think we were at 311 last year. We are capped at 300 people in the hall, and I would say we are probably going to sell out again this year. Even coming on here, I think we're down to 14 tables left worth out of our capacity. So
okay, now you definitely want to buy your tickets in advance.
Yep, absolutely. Last year we sold out with about a little over a week left. So.
Okay. And how do you get those?
You can contact myself or Mitch at, myself is 507-236-0786. And if you want to read Mitch's number off, because I don't remember off the top of my head.
It's 507-514-7726. And if you don't remember those numbers, don't worry about it. We've got them here at the radio station. We'll have a poster hanging up out front. And if you need those numbers, give us a call, and we can give them to you, too, here at the station.
Absolutely. We also have some ads running here in KDOM. So.
Absolutely. All right. It is going to be a fun night. And really, 10 games, but 3 chances on each game. So you got 30 chances to bring home one or more of these guns.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great night. March 14th. Leaf, anything else we need to mention?
Not really. Just if you're on the fence at all about it, get in quick. We're we're kind of planning on a sellout this year. It's a little bit presumptuous, I admit, but we are definitely planning on a sellout. So.
It is definitely going to be a fun night. Good food, and lots of friends, and lots of prizes. And again, it's all for a very worthy cause.
Absolutely. One last thing. Make sure you keep apprised of our Odin Fire Department Facebook page, because that's where we'll have updates on when we sell out, if we have any scheduling changes or anything like that that goes on. So.
Okay, just search for Odin Fire and
yep,
you'll find it.
That's right.
Very good. Leif, thank you for coming in today.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure.
And again, this gun bingo coming March 14th at the Fire Hall in Odin.
That's right.
All right, Leif, thank you. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.